Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
P-A-C, this out, P-O-D.
He'll go global after this.
Herbert name drops him,
right? All the time, I do hope for the weekend.
Hey, Laurent.
Good morning, ladies and attorneys, and welcome to the Pat Barber's Daily Pod, powered by ABW Property. If this is your first time joining us, we are a touring rugby club and Reform Media platform for the players. We're the voice of the people, and we're here to make rugby great again. Oh, puffed after that one.
Yeah, you want a puffer?
Yeah. My name is Sione, and joining me is former Pat Barber's representative himself and my fellow content ninja for this trip, Mr. Tino Masese.
Yeah, I'm back.
Welcome.
Off the bench.
But before we get started, I just want to shout out our platinum partners for this Hong Kong Tents tour. It is APW Property. But a little bit about them. Tino, are you an expat?
Yes. My expat's a batch.
No. Expat as in you come from somewhere, but you live somewhere else. APW Property are the experts in helping expats invest in property. So, yeah.
Oh, that expat.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, my expat was also a batch. But let's digress into our Thank You Tony segment, proudly brought to you by OnSpec, where innovating meets accuracy. Who are you thankful for this week, mate?
I'm thankful for the Emperor Hotel
That
we're staying at. The boys mentioned to us that the media team don't get any breakfast.
Yeah.
But they saw otherwise and seen the size of the media team, thinking this was the front row for the Pat Barber. But we kid you not, they gave us breakfast tickets.
Yeah, yep.
And what happens to our breakfast tickets?
We got a knock-knock in the face when we're serving our breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
Say, no, you'll go pay. Then Lavinia explained that they're running on a tight budget, And the management that manages tour said no good, no breakfast for the media team, myself and Dino. I know.
Well, that's all right. That I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
There's 1,000 restaurants and their footsteps. So food review coming.
Oh.
Hey.
Yeah, there's 1,000 restaurants at our doorstep, but there's not $1,000 in our wallet. So make sure you buy some merch on bigathleticclub.com.
That's correct.
Use the discount code PACKBARBARS, or not, if you want to give us some more breakfast. So that's a good thank you, Tony.
That is good, thankful. That is a good thankful moment.
Yeah, I've had a thankful moment. It's currently Easter Monday when this one comes out. And my thank you, Tony, is for Jesus.
Yeah.
For dying for Tino sins. Which is a lot of them. It's pretty crazy that 2,024 years ago, the Jews allegedly did what they're currently doing to Gaza, to our boy Jesus. But yeah, just in case nobody, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mm.
And thank you for these eggs.
Yeah. Might be a common thing. The team has hung us out to dry.
Yeah. Oh.
Huh? Oh. Easter Sunday.
We're not being blasphemy, but We're not saying we're Jesus, but... Let me, if you're listening to this, mate, we're hungry, right?
Yeah, we're hungry.
You can have your breakfast ticket. Which brings us to Scrams, proudly brought to you by Gaia Finance, our silver partners for Hong Kong Tents.
Yes, thank you, Gaia.
That's G-A-I.
Thank you, Gaia, for your sponsorship. My Scrams.
Yep.
Goes to us. We have the worst record for our first meal ever on tours.
Oh, yeah,
It happens every tour. Bangkok. We pay $500 for lunch. We were charged $100 fish, and all the sides were all in Aussie dollars.
Yep.
And then last night, our first dinner here. So we must have walked to the wrong side of Wan Chai.
Yeah, that's my fault. I thought I was professional because I've been here last year. Yeah, sorry, Matt.
We walked to the wrong side of Wan Chai.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, Hong Kong's closed. It's Easter Friday. It was Good Friday.
Yeah, Good Friday.
Yeah.
But it's not a Christian country, but yeah.
Yeah. We walked to the wrong side of Wan Chai, walked into a restaurant where we had two customers, and we sat down quiet. It was so quiet, they served us hot tea and hot water. Common thing here in Hong Kong, but the scrams didn't last long because we made up for a second dinner on the right side of Wan Chai.
So lucky we have made, we're built to have room for two dinners.
Yes.
So thank you to ourselves.
Thank you, Kaya.
Well, thank you, Kaya. My scrams for the week, I know you said it's your thank you, Tony. Scrams for the week was what Tino discussed with our meals. We're here, you know, we're in the trenches here since we landed, just making content. We don't get any, we've seen all these boys already gone for our management team have already gone for a few drinks and enjoying themselves, but we're in the trenches here and we get a knock knock and a slip in the under the door saying, hey mate, you gotta come pay for your breakfast. Well, hey, Leveni, JB, Knuckles, your scrams, mate.
Yeah. Take your kaya and come away.
Your kaya away, it's like, oh, yours. So you're my scrams of the week, scrams of the day.
Let's hope not week, just day.
Just day, because we'll be back tomorrow, remember?
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Because this is probably one of the best podcasts ever.
Thank you.
Hey, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, I miss Ryan, hey, fuck you, man.
Where is he now?
Yeah. Which brings us into, we're going to try and look into the future. The games here won't be until Wednesday and Thursday, but we want to look into the future, starting with who we think is going to be the MVP or win the MVP award for our team. And this is brought to you by Riozone, our silver partners.
Yeah. Thank you, Riozone.
Riozone.
Oh, Riozone.
Yeah.
Got you.
Who do you think's going to win the MVP?
Look, my money's on Connor Hickey.
Connor Hickey,
yeah. He got Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago with in the Shoot Shield.
Yep.
I think he's still going to come up. Some of these players are veterans.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of young guns. There are a lot of rookies in there. Well, they're all rookies except for one.
Yeah.
In our team. But that's just my player to watch. No bias, but...
Yeah, he's a real hot stepper. So that's a big, gets a good pick. My pick is Netani Baleisomosomo.
The back rower.
Yeah, he's a young back rower from the Tasman Mackerel system. I believe he's only 20 years old.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
He made that up. So thank you.
Is he 20 years old or what does the passport say?
Whatever you want, coach.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, so looking forward to seeing. He's pretty much our. He's the only Fijian in the squad.
Two. Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, because the other one. Yeah, he's our only Fijian X Factor player, so I think he's going to finish up as MVP and future Super Rugby player. So look out for Netani. Okay, next segment is player who we think is going to get most fines at court. So for those who don't know rugby, well, we have kangaroo court session after each tour. And then you bring your fines to the judge and you pretty much snitch on whatever the players did during the tour. And they got to, if they're found guilty, then they got to take the punishment. Yeah. But who do you think is going to get the most fines?
Look. This is a double-edged sword because this is the player that's going to give out the most fines.
Yeah.
But everyone on our team that are watching, this is coming out Monday, yeah?
Yeah.
Lavinia Nari. Whatever he does under a microscope.
Oh, you know he's serious because he's pointing like that.
Yeah, I'm serious. whatever you've done, like if you've missed your flight, whatever.
Yeah.
But let's find... something, because he's going to come at you. He is going to come and rah. So watch your back. And Lavini, watch your back.
That's a good shout. I've gone with Jiraiya Mua.
Oh.
Only because when we posted his draft pick, the comments from his family and friends was More about his off-field. So, yeah, this guy does more damage off the field than on it. So I think there's going to be a lot of fines to this guy. I know Coach has brought in, or wants to bring in, a bit of a curfew because we've got trainings in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think this guy is going to
break gonna push every rule.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
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 It's kind of push and push.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for Jerome Moore if you're out in Lakwai Fong.
Is he any relation to Kaimua?
Oh, maybe.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Apples. Very dark apples. We'll have to check that one if he's related to our rogue reporter, Guy Moore.
Yeah.
So looking forward to seeing him play up on and off the field.
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, this one's, we're on tour and you have to have a roomie. Luckily, I've got Tino again. But we're going to try and look into the future and... Who do you think is going to be the worst roomie on tour?
Oh, you've changed my mind.
Oh,
I had one person.
Oh, I didn't say anything, but yeah, you're welcome.
I think Gerard. You twisted my answer. Just judging by his on and off field.
Yeah. His reference from his family, yeah.
Whoever's going to be his roommate's going to feel the rumbles on the field.
Yeah. Lock lost this key.
He's going to feel the rumbles in the Hey, guys, remember, always be projections.
I didn't know that kind of rumble. Yeah, always bring your mouth guard. Yep. Protection.
Oh,
what kind of protection?
Oh, no, no, no. Mouth guard.
This is why Tino always get one on one day on the podcast and never see again. You're lucky this is for a player, really, mate. Okay. My most likely worst roomie is our coach.
Oh, yeah.
He said he's going to give out the most fines and get the most fines. I think this guy is going to be the worst roomie. First of all, he's a player coach. So, you know, you have to suck up to him to get some game time. And also, you have to listen to him rattle. He talked to him on his phone every second half.
Yeah. Oh, you missed your flight again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nah, Seki. Nah, yeah, all good. And then, beep. Nah, fuck this. Nah, fuck this guy.
He's player coach Andrew. Like.
I said, let us know when you get on the flight.
Like I said, projection.
Yeah, projection.
Projection. Make sure protection.
Yeah. So if you miss your flight, just...
Like I said, watch your back, man.
So that is a short and sweet daily pod for today. But before we go, we always end in a Ben tune. What's your Ben tune for the day?
Look, we're in Asia. I thought, let's give the Asian music, K-pop, you know, the debut on our channel.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So my little boy, tomorrow.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, because, you know.
The message is really good.
Yeah.
Little boy tomorrow, not today. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanna share the vibe with ya. 우리가 10년 뒤에도 음악을 하고 있다면 과연 없어질까?
No one at problem. Please don't fall asleep, man. Just wait for now.
난 모두가 잘 되길 빌어. 이 말이 거짓말 같다 해도 확실한 건 더 이상 상처를 주기 싫어. For real, yeah. Cause nobody's perfect, I know it. 이제 와서 보니 세상이 우릴 만들었단 생각이 들어. 물론 I hurt you bad. 얻은 것보다도 위는 게 많은 것 같아. 사실 너도 알잖아. Then we can't go back. 당장에
Thank you guys for joining in. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm the Pack Babas. And thank you, AB, for your property.
And thank you to Kaya Capital
and my expats.
Yeah. 일이 오면 사라져버릴 것들에게 더 이상은 정을 주지 말자. 내일이 오면 아무 일 없던 것처럼 다 사라질 거야. 너무 거
credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.